BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Aaron. I'm 20 and I'm from Dundee. You may not know this, but I once threw a pair of pants at Scott Mills. Anyway, here he is, my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
This is BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
Hurrah, it's the weekend. Thrown pants at anyone, Becky? Ever done that?
No. Have you?
No.
I thought it was more of an older lady pursuit.
Yeah, but this was a student gig, he was telling me. That's Aaron, who introduced the show today. It was a couple of years ago at Dundee Uni.
So it's students and older ladies.
Yeah, I think so. Never done it, no?
No. I've never quite understood the logistics of it, you know, like whether... Because I normally always wear trousers.
Yeah, but also...
And that's got to be in back. There's no way of getting your pants off.
How do you get them off? Or do you take a spare pair just to throw at the pop star or DJ? I've never thought about this. Do you take the ones off that you've got on? That would be difficult if you're wearing a trouser. Yeah. I think you should make it your mission, like everything you go to from now on, every event... You should just throw your pants, like, at gigs, theatre.
Can we start this at the end of next week?
Why?
Because I'm going to the Alan Titchmarsh show next Tuesday afternoon. I'm not sure how that'll go down.
That's an ideal opportunity to throw your pants at Titchmarsh.
Do you want me to...
Yeah, anywhere. Like I said, shows, opera, maybe.
Can you imagine if I got kicked out of the studios, escorted out for throwing pants at Titchmarsh?
I'd love that. Aaron, who introduced the show, can you remind me, why did you throw your pants at me?
Well, you were doing your DJ set at the Union, and there was just a pair of ladies' underwear just sitting in, like, on the ground.
Yeah.
I was just
often happens, doesn't it, at the student union? People leave
surprised.
Their pants everywhere.
You'd be surprised.
I know.
And so I just picked them up, put them in my back pocket, just in case I might need them later.
But why?
I don't know. And then
you're like, oh yeah, they're on the ground. They look useful.
Yeah, so just threw them
at me.
Yeah,
like a crazed fan.
Yep, you could say that.
Where did they hit me?
Well, you kind of like they hit a girl. It was a glass bar, so you kind of hit across that, and you just kind of flick them off, and then other people would pick them up and start to throw them.
Oh, I think I remember this now because they got thrown a few times, didn't they?
Yeah.
Imagine if you were the girl that lost your pants that night. I mean, it's easily done. And then the next thing you know, you're watching me DJ and you see them flying around the room.
Yeah, I don't think you'd claim them after you'd seen other people playing around.
It would be a shock, though, wouldn't it? It's like just seeing them just being flung around in different directions.
Yeah.
Okay, Aaron, what are you doing today?
I'm going to 21st tonight.
It's only Bloody Friday.
Bloody Friday.
I know. Don't leave your pants anywhere.
No, I won't. I'm not like that.
Not like her.
Nope.
Love you, bye.
Right, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Jess.
Hello.
Where are you going tonight?
I'm going to the O2.
What are you going to see?
The men's gymnastics trials for the Olympics.
Oh, this is a perfect opportunity to throw your pants.
I can't. Honestly can't.
Well, why not? You texted in saying it was a perfect opportunity. Don't chicken out now.
Maybe when my mum and dad aren't watching.
Okay, good. Are they there?
No, they're not. They're at work.
Are they coming with you tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah, I get that.
Don't throw them when he's on the parallel bars, because they might get stuck in his face and then he won't be able to see what he's doing.
He would love that.
Yeah. Love you, bye.
Bye.
Hannah's going to see Ed Sheeran tonight in Manchester. Yeah, good opportunity, that is. I also quite like it now that even though Ed Sheeran is, like, nominated for 4 Brit Awards, he's still now a member today, I saw it on his Twitter, of the broken screen on the mobile phone crew. We've all been there. And Ed Sheeran, like...
Some more regularly than others.
Yeah, I'm there a lot. But his screen is properly broken. He can't even see it. Ha ha! I don't know what that was. What was that?
Not that you like relishing in other people's pain, but I'll laugh at you, Ed Sheeran.
It just happened to me.
Your misfortune.
It's happened to me a lot. Going to a wedding. What are your... This weekend, what are your views on throwing pants there? I'm not sure that's right. Someone went to see the Hoosiers and threw their pants at them and they didn't know what was going on. Let me know if you're going to anything, like a show, going to see a gig, theatre, whatever it is. Let me know if you, you know, think it's appropriate to throw your pants or not. I think it's the new thing.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, do you know on Innuendo Bingo a while ago, we played this clip, which has now become our favourite from Radio 4 soap, The Archers.
Out you go. That's it, yeah. Push him along, Tony.
Go on, pigs.
And you. Straggling
rod. Nice bunch of wieners, Neil.
Only the best for Bridge Farm.
Everyone loves it. My Twitter is just full of people saying,
go on, pigs.
Now they've done it again. Lavinia in Cirencester has pointed this out. It's obviously like a regular thing they do on The Archers whenever they see an animal. But I want you to hear this. This is going to be our new favourite, I think.
Go on now. Off you go.
Can I give you a hand?
What?
Oh, and then in you go.
All right, that's it. Move along.
Right.
Push him along, Tony. Go on. Go on, cows. I love it.
Are they doing it on purpose?
I don't know. Maybe
if we get a sheep one in the next 2 weeks, I think it's more than a coincidence.
Go on, sheep. I love it so much.
Go on now. Off you go.
Can I give you a hand?
What?
Oh, and then... In you go.
Right, that's it. Move along.
Right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I had an email today from Bobbles from Middlesbrough.
Oh, yeah.
You know Bobbles.
Yeah.
Now, as part of Bobbles' job, they have to do background checks on applicants for jobs, which involves talking to various recruitment agencies. A lot of people have to do this. And this is what happens when you call up one of those recruitment agencies. Now, Bubbles has made me aware of the number and just wants to know what I think. I've taken out the name of the company because then otherwise everyone will phone it and their lines will crash or whatever happens and they'll just get hassled. But can you let me know here, right, is this a bad line or am I hearing it wrong or do they actually say what I think they're saying?
Okay.
Listen carefully. Mm-hmm. Here we go. This is what happens when you call them.
Welcome to Recruitment Department. Please select from the following options. If you require technical support for the web-based recruitment system, please press 1.
I didn't press 1.
Play it again.
Right, okay. Once more, just to check.
Okay. Welcome to Recruitment Department. Please select from the following options. If you require technical support for the web-based recruitment system, please press 1.
He is saying that, isn't he?
Yeah.
Right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Matt.
Hiya.
You're right.
Yeah.
Now, we were just talking about throwing pants at pop stars, at theatre shows, wherever. Just do it.
Yeah.
Now, tell me what you're going to do.
Well, me and my friend are going to see man called James Blunt in a couple of months. And, well, he's actually one of the sexiest men alive, and I would, like, really like to throw my pants at him. So I actually took advantage of that and went out and bought some underwear last week.
Just to throw at James Blunt?
Just to throw at James Blunt.
And are you going to be wearing the underwear on the night and removing them, or have you just bought a pair specially to throw at James?
We'll see about that. I think yeah, I might wear them and remove them. Yeah.
Right, but how are you going to do that? Because obviously you'll have trousers on, won't you?
Yeah, well, I might just go in my underwear just to save that. So.
No, they won't. I don't think they'll let you in just in your underwear.
Well, maybe I can just go in a morph suit and take it off.
No, I don't think any of that will work. I think you need to wear your own pants and take a special pair to throw at James, the ones that you've bought already, OK?
Yeah, so I've like written all over them, like, I love James and everything like that.
Well, you really have thought about this. Life is brilliant. Well, that's fantastic, Matt. Have a great time at the James Blunt gig.
Oh, I will.
Yeah. Are they boxers or are they tanga briefs or a thong? What's going on?
They're like hot pants kind of thing.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Like,
love you, bye.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.